We are here today because of Jenny and Jessica Buntmeyer. They are a married couple from Davenport, Iowa, and they are grieving the loss of their son, Brayden. The loss of a child is an unthinkable tragedy, and their grief is compounded by the Iowa Department of Public Health that has refused to issue them an accurate death certificate listing both Jenny and Jessica as parents on their son Brayden's death certificate. This is a married Iowa couple from Davenport. They met, they fell in love, they got legally married here in Iowa, and they started the happy process of planning a family together. Sadly, their son Brayden was delivered stillborn last October. And in the midst of their grief, they filed a death certificate, which the Iowa Department of Public Health sent back with Jenny's name erased. This is an unthinkable tragedy that's compounded by the Iowa Department of Public Health's cruelty and their refusal to issue an accurate death certificate. The state of Iowa provides different sex married couples accurate death certificates in the event of a stillborn child. They should do the same here with Jenny and Jessica Buntmeyer. Instead, they have chosen to compound the grief of this family and have refused to issue them an accurate death certificate listing both parents. We are here today to submit nearly 8,500 signatures in support of the Buntmeyer family and to express the outrage of people at this injustice committed by the Iowa Department of Public Health. We urge the Iowa Department of Public Health to end their practice of refusing to issue accurate vital records to families like the Buntmeyers and other Iowa families. So we are here today to submit 8,500 signatures in support of the Buntmeyer family.
What do you hope the impact of the signatures will do? As you had said, they're not all from Iowa. They're from actually around the country and even over the across the globe, I think you said.
What we are trying to do here is send a strong message to the Iowa Department of Public Health that their cruel practice of denying vital records that are accurate and that list both parents is unacceptable. This is a legally married couple here in Iowa, and they should be given the same treatment as different sex married couples. We're hoping that this show of public support for the Buntmeyer family will send a strong message to the Iowa Department of Public Health that not only are their actions against the law, they are unconscionable by any moral standard.
I saw some comments on Facebook about this from people saying you can be a same-sex married couple here, but you can't be same-sex parents. That's not legal here. Is that how One Iowa feels and how this couple feels, I assume?
I mean, I've seen those comments as well. What we're trying to say is that the law is already in place. The 2009 Varnum decision says that a married couple can be same gender. And so what that means is that the Iowa Department of Public Health should follow the letter of the law, implement that policy in their practice. These are parents. They got married. They planned a family. They, you know, saved money, and they got pregnant and were expecting Brayden. And when he was delivered stillborn, it was a heartbreaking tragedy. They were Brayden's parents, and they just want a death certificate that shows that.